blobs with rolls of fat, not entirely unlike our own dear breasts. You know.
I hope you're recording this.
Hello everybody, you are indeed listening to BCB Radio, the programme that started 15 seconds ago.
25 seconds by my watch.
Oh.
You should be better with the... Yeah, okay, 28 now.
Oh dear.
Be precise, it's very important.
Wasting time.
Okay, right, this is named IT Stuff, right? Yeah. If you can't work out for yourself, dear listeners, what that's about...
It's mostly about arguing about how many seconds since we started.
Yeah, well, up to now it has been. Anyway, I'm just suggesting that if you're too thick to work out what IT Stuff is about, maybe you should stick around for the artificial intelligence news, which is coming up later.
Yeah, the AI stuff, wouldn't it?
Yeah, ish. Well,
that's not us.
No, but it's a subset. Do I have to draw a Venn diagram?
With Chris, yes.
No, I don't think AI stuff and IT stuff are vaguely related.
I don't think
there's any intelligence in AI? IT stuff at all.
Well, that's why it's got a separate little jingle.
It's just information, no intelligence. If it was artificial information, then we could be on it.
Right, is spamming anything to do with IT?
It does sound like artificial information, so yeah, AI stuff.
Well, we've got some stuff about spamming, whether you want it or not.
Artificial information, yeah.
And indeed, the stench of death will be hanging over the first few items of the show. My unpaid carers today are Dick over there.
Hello.
Chris over there.
Hello.
And she over there.
Hello.
We did it clockwise this time. I'm Dave. As a male presenter here on BCB Radio, I am paid 2 to the power of 32 minus 1 times what she is paid.
Oh.
And yet it still fits in an unsigned integer.
Typical.
We've just been hacked, I think.
I think so.
But what's up? What's up?
Did you not notice the room went white for a moment?
Oh, well,
the CIA has hacked my laptop. It just went completely white there for a second.
Yeah, well.
They're tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is basically, this is foretelling death, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really? When you
said too many keywords, the CIA is listening.
That's right, yeah. So let's go through today's deaths in progress, really. O'Reilly are ending the sales of paper books.
Wow, hooray. Save the trees.
Death to paper.
Yeah, and also from the hooray death to department, goodbye Adobe Flash.
Oh.
Yeah!
When is that? When will it die?
2020.
Oh.
Yeah, which is nearly 8:30.
Yeah.
Perfect eyesight, I see.
So, yeah, isn't that good?
Yes. So, what, you reboot at 8:30 and you're fine, yeah?
No. So, something else we can celebrate, seeing as I'm not making any headway on Adobe Flash, is MS Paint.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on. Your swanky paint is 5 squillion times better than that tiny pile of excrement.
They're just moving it. They're putting it on a different desk.
They said they're going to. Well, it's for publicity, right? It is all publicity for Microsoft.
It's moving from the desktop to the start menu. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
I think they definitely had a spike in people visiting the Windows Store from the death of MS Paint.
Only that. they're getting rid of MS Paint in the 2017 Fall Creators Update.
Yeah, creators don't need MS Paint, do they?
Yeah, they don't need a Fall either, but they're going to get it. It's unlucky Alf off the Fast Show, isn't it? Fall Creators. Mm. You see, it turns out that Calling it Autumn Creators Update over here was a mistranslation, they said.
Oh.
Creators Update?
And yeah, this is the upcoming Windows 10 update.
Windows is for creators.
Apparently.
When did that happen?
Well, they keep putting creator in front of each Windows version.
You could get a preview.
I think what they mean by creator is you can write over websites, you know, with the magic pen stuff.
Oh, like the Surface.
That's creating.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's
interesting.
About.
Yeah, well, in the mid-21st century.
You draw little demons in the margin, stuff like that. Just like the books.
Yeah.
From the past.
Or a picture of death with his sickle on Safari Books Online.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Look, yeah, so, and you're really sort of expressing yourself then when you're drawing in the margins.
So like, do you think all my old O'Reilly textbooks are going to be worth something?
A lot of money on eBay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. People will buy them just to touch wood.
Oh my.
And on the subject of touching wood, we'll have news about pornography blocking later in the programme.
Oh my.
Well, I'd say it's all linked, isn't it?
It is.
It's all related.
Intricately linked.
Yes, yeah. Life.
You've got to clean up the internet because, you know, obviously the internet is the only thing that's wrong with the world. Everything else is just fine.
Perfect,
it's
actually.
That internet that needs fixing.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Didn't you know?
When I look around, I just see the world's working perfectly fine. And then I go online and it's all broken, you know?
But isn't there a song about the internet being for porn?
It used to be, obviously. But not in, you know, Brexit Britain.
Okay.
So, do you not have anything good to say about Adobe Flash? I mean, I'm trying to change the subject back again.
Back to Adobe Flash. Well, I mean, you know, the thing you got to remember is that Flash was basically, it's JavaScript, really, before we had JavaScript. Mm. So it was like running JavaScript apps on the web in the sort of late 90s, early 2000s, and now, like, you know, it's all sort of the web browsers have caught up. So it's not like you're killing off something bad. It's just you've changed to something worse.
Right. Oh no! Oh, that's
it's worse. Trust me. It's, I mean, it may be this sort of horrible black box, but at least it was like a single black box as opposed to the 20 terrible black boxes that you have to deal with browsers. So, you know, that was its advantage, is that it was a one thing that was wrong rather than 20 different things that are wrong.
That's
the story of Flash.
I just like Flash because it was the playground for a lot of creators, a lot of artists and creators started with Flash and experimenting and doing animations and webtoons, you know, things
lots
that are now you've seen YouTube.
A huge amount of creativity.
A lot of animation
came from Flash.
Yeah, a lot of games.
And all you're complaining about is the adverts that are just going to switch to JavaScript now. It's like, now what do? You have to turn off JavaScript next.
I see what you mean. Yeah, okay, so that tripe is currently corralled into something that I can block easily.
Yep. And now it's going to turn into JavaScript and you're not going to be able to block it so easily.
I'm glad I didn't start arguing with you, considering that you turn out to be right. It's not often we come with this sort of like touchy-feely conclusion, is it?
It's a rare moment in IT stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well, that being the case, would you mind if I gifted you my O'Reilly ex-Windows reference bookshelf?
I'm trying to cut down on my books.
How big is this bookshelf? I'm scared.
It's probably about 3/4 of a metre.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of book.
Sounds like a lot of wood.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, it comes in eight volumes.
Wow.
Not counting volume zero, which is the index, and the variants of volume 8, one of which is for Motif, and the other one is for, what's that other thing that wasn't Motif that Sun used to like? Open something. It wasn't open, but no.
No,
you're
not
looking at me like I'm.
It's really old. It's
before
stuff,
our time.
This.
I'm sorry.
Really old stuff.
This is why
it should
valuable.
Be in a museum or something.
It should be in Oxfam. You see lots of that stuff in Oxfam.
No.
It's probably really? A shelf. Yeah, if you pop into Oxfam now, you'll find a shelf that's pretty similar.
The Oxley reference manual.
Yeah.
Windows NT file system drivers.
Yep. That sort of stuff. You find a shelf dedicated to it.
But never a full volume like yours that's complete.
You'll have to split it between two stars.
No. Make people work for it.
Treasure hunt.
Stay. You see, you people are genuinely creative, aren't you?
Because we've got the Windows update.
That's true.
Yeah, we're on Creators Update. What are you running?
Autumn Creators Update.
I'm not going to get into an argument. Not when we've got pornography to discuss.
Oh,
it's pornography time then. Go on.
Yeah, okay. Go on then.
Oh.
Yeah, do you remember that jingle? It's like 3 years since we played that
amazing.
Jingle.
Amazing.
So, yeah, the government has confirmed that from April 2018 onwards, they are going to require all the broadband ISPs to block access to pornographic websites that haven't got at least a credit card-based age verification system.
Right.
So let's think that one over again.
Is this the same one as the Sky Shield? Remember?
Yeah, well, that's but all this Sky Shield stuff is now in and up and running now. So yeah. Any parents who are worried that they don't want their children to get the filth can just turn on. Well, it's actually on,
it's
by
on
default.
By default. Yeah,
yeah. If they want to see the filth, then they have to actually explicitly, you out there in filthland, you have to explicitly turn it off.
Yep.
So what's the point of this extra filtering?
It's to collect credit card numbers. It's going to be really good for credit card number collection. I'm going to invest heavily in credit card number collection.
So these people who are collecting credit card numbers, I wonder what they're going to do with these credit card numbers.
Well, you have to spend them. You have to use them. Mm. You can sell them to like bits of Russia, I understand.
Oh, right.
Yeah, if you get a lot of credit card numbers, you can like sell like a lot of them in one go.
So it's like gift cards for the mob.
It is.
Wow.
Yes,
that's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Theresa May. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, how isn't that nice?
You're so
and of
lucky.
Course these are all offshore people as well. Mm. Yeah, where we can't get at them. So yeah, thank you, Theresa May, for sending all the cybercrime offshore. That's
I'm sure it's
really
nothing
nice
a VPN wouldn't fix.
Hmm?
I'm sure it's nothing a VPN wouldn't fix.
Well,
the blocking.
Yeah,
you can't really use the internet anymore without bouncing for a router somewhere else. That's the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, until such time as they realise that people can get around it with VPNs. And
well, they've realised that about American TV for some time, but it's still, like, the best thing to do. You always have to pretend you're American.
Yeah. Still waiting for the new series of Rick and Morty, then?
Yep, that's been... it's soon, right? Is it soon? So people keep telling me it's soon.
How soon?
I don't know. But
well, it's not
it's
soon enough.
Possibly by fall. There's going to be some sort of Rick and Morty update in fall, I hear.
Autumn.
Spring, if you're listening to BCB Radio in the Southern Hemisphere, he means spring.
Oh, sorry, yes, spring.
Yes. Oh, there you go. What could possibly go wrong? So, rather than talk about filth anymore, let's go on to our local spammers.
Ooh.
Hooray.
Yeah! So,
artificial information, is that this one?
No. Okay. That comes after then. So keep going, because the exciting bit comes later. Local spammers have been fined by the Information Commissioner for, well, spamming. Nothing good you can say about
I didn't know you
spamming.
Could do that. You could actually get people caught for spamming.
Well, when they put their name on it.
Well, you see...
If all their spamming is Viagra, then it's very hard to track down these Viagra people. But
okay.
When it's like Morrison's,
yeah,
you just
to
knock
name
on Morrison's.
One, yeah. Yeah. So 200,000 Morrison's More loyalty card holders, they'd all opted out, but Morrison's kept sending them emails anyway. And that's cost Morrison's £10,500 from the Information Commissioner. So isn't that good?
Is that all?
Yeah, I was like, that's a bit small.
That's like petty change, yeah, petty cash.
For Morrison's. Where does the money go?
It goes to the Information Commissioner, and the Information Commissioner needs the money to spend on, guess what?
Why? Commissioning information.
No.
Spamming.
Is age verification for porn?
No, they've got to, look after the people that complain, right? There's places where you can report all that. That costs money, you see.
Actual physical spaces.
Yeah, well. Right. Yeah, well, on the net, you know.
Physical space.
And they've got to, got to pay for investigating officers and things.
Administrative costs.
You're not letting me get on the good stuff here.
Go on.
Right, okay. Another local spammer, Provident, this month got fined $80,000 for sending about a million direct marketing texts for Satsuma loans. Right, now then, you could start doing the sums here. So 80,000 for about a million, that's actually cheaper, isn't it, than 10,000 for 200,000? Am I getting that right?
Yes.
No, it's actually more expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but here's the fun thing. Nonlocalmoneysupermarket.com, you're so, right, they got fined $80,000 for sending 7.1 million emails to customers who opted out. This one said, quotes, "We hold an email address for you, which means we could be sending you personalised news, products and promotions. You've told us in the past you prefer not to receive these. If you'd like to reconsider, simply click the following link to start receiving our emails. Nice try."
Sheesh.
How blatant is that?
Terrible.
And yet they only got 7.1 million for that, and yet they got fined the same as Provident.
Well, it's cheaper than a Super Bowl ad, basically, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Yeah, like 80,000 for 7.1 million? That's not bad.
How did they figure out the sum?
It looks like it tops out at 80,000.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So here's a business tip for Provident, right? Next time, send out 7.1 million emails, and then that'll be like a seventh of the cost per email than what you pay now.
In fact, go on and make 10 million emails or 100 million.
Yeah, the more you spend, the more you send, the more cost effective it is.
Oh, dear.
Excellent.
Are you just making it better for spammers?
Yeah. Well, if you call it spam.
Exactly. It's just business sense now.
To be fair to Provident, and I think we should be because they sponsor the balls coverage here on BCB. to be fair to them, it was a subcontractor that did that, which makes it even more dodgy that moneysupermarket.com got fined the same money for something more blatant. But hey, what would I know?
Strange.
Find the lot of them, that's what I say.
Should be a charge for sending email, that's what it should happen. Everyone sends an email.
A tax.
A tax on email.
Ooh,
yes, gosh. Revenue positive.
Every email.
Don't even suggest it.
Absolutely.
Not allowed to send email unless you give me your credit card number. That's the deal.
Make sure you're 13.
You're listening to the horribly overrunning IT stuff here on BCB Radio. We're on 106.6 FM, listen live, radio player, listen again, website, YouTube, blah, 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 blah. Here's YouTube channel of the month.
Because YouTube is where the truth is.
So I am indebted to she for spotting the manned multi-rotor drone on Amazing DIY Projects. That's all one, you know, like no little dashes or dots or anything on the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to describe it?
It's very indulgent. It's you're watching it and you're like, what is going on, man? This guy has he just wants to fly in a different way. He's got a bunch of drones put together.
76 of them.
There's loads of drones. And then there's like a chair in the middle of all these drones put together.
It's basically like Up.
Yeah, it's basically like Up, but without the balloons. Mm-hmm. And he just drove up.
Without much of the Up, he doesn't go up
he doesn't
far,
go
does
up
he?
Far at all. He goes up quite, you know, conservative.
He goes up and down a path in the forest.
Yep. It's cool.
Touching the trees, to be fair.
He does touch the trees. He goes around. He gives you a view from the chair so you can, you know, feel like you're there with him. So maybe you can put on some 360 glasses or something and you can pretend you're in the drone or on his lap. I don't know. But it's really cool. I mean, I don't know how long it took him to do this right. I think it was 2 years or something for him to keep, you know, making sure the right balance and making sure the drones are all turned on at the same time.
Blimey, I was assuming that was all, you know, like some really, really clever Raspberry Pi in the middle. Doing all the balancey things.
I have no idea. I didn't look much into it. I just saw that.
I guess when you're talking about 76 of them, then
It must be in sync at the same time. So he was showing, you know.
Because the fun thing is, our loving government has brought in, or is bringing in this rule now that you're not going to be allowed to fly a drone of more than 250 grams weight.
Yeah.
Oh. Without going on the, and this one weighs how much again?
Depends how fat the bloke is.
162 kilograms. I'm not sure whether that's bloke included or not. That was pretty cool. Thank you. And that's on YouTube at Amazing DIY Projects. We're overrunning horribly, so let's skip the NASA Goddard Lab noises, because they're pretty horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, plus we didn't get them sort of queued up, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. I'll play you a bit of it if you...
Play it in the background.
It's awful.
There you go.
It's really pretty awful.
You could have
awful.
Listened to, like, 5 or 10 minutes of this without us talking. Wouldn't that be better?
Yeah. We're cutting all that for just out of consideration for you, dear listeners. So
it makes me feel like I'm in space.
Or indeed aboard a 76 rotor drone. Yeah, awesome.
It does segue into SoundCloud, you know, so that's pretty...
Yeah, well, let's hope SoundCloud survives till next month.
Oh, dear.
Because that's going to really run and run, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, because I know archive.org said they would going to back up all the files, but because SoundCloud has a lot of...
It's really quite worrying. We should really devote something next month, listeners, to that day battle.
Yeah. Mm. Awesome.
Awesome. So let's talk about, I guess, the artificial intelligence news.
Ooh.
Artificial intelligence.
I recognise that robot, he's famous.
Yeah, there you go. Artificial information. The US are funding research into advanced brain-computer interfaces. Specifically, this is DARPA, as in DARPANET.
The original.
The Defence and Advanced Research Projects Authority?
Authority,
I suppose.
Maybe.
And it's a bloke called Matt Angle. How this thing is supposed to work is that there's tens of thousands of tiny wires all like prodding into your scalp all at one time. Like
that doesn't sound like a good idea.
It doesn't sound painful at all.
I don't think I would do that.
It's like having a wire brush sort of stuck into your scalp.
Might as well just wear a tinfoil hat.
The idea is to read your thoughts, is that right?
Yeah. Tinfoil hat.
Is this the same as the EEG or is it something totally
same
different?
Sort of stuff. It picks up like minor electrical readings.
Yeah, so every time you react to something, it just picks it up, right?
But it's really hard to do it without, like, you know,
really
surgery.
Going into your brain. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Basically.
Yeah.
So this is why, you know, like they can research all they like, but I'm not having it on. You know.
So you're flying your jet and you're suddenly...
You get a little socket behind your ear and you just plug it in, it's fine.
Yeah.
Barely hurts.
We've seen those movies.
We've all seen those movies. To be fair, the movies are awesome.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't want us to you know, what's the word I want? Emulate it.
Yeah. Like Johnny Mnemonic. Right.
Yeah, so... Oh, well, what else has been happening on the AI front this month? Well, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg had a little bit of a ding-dong. You like this? Elon Musk said this month, quotes, AI is a fundamental risk to human civilization and that waiting for something bad to happen is not an option. We need to regulate artificial intelligence to combat the existential threat before it's too late. Now, yeah. Mark, the only thing I've ever done, Zuckerberg, said, and I quote, "I think people who are naysayers and try to drum up these doomsday scenarios, I just don't understand it. It's really negative, and in some ways I actually think it is pretty irresponsible."
But that's just because PHP is never going to run AI. That's the problem. No, so indeed. You just can't see it.
Yeah. What's that PHP thing that Facebook have...
Compiles it into C or something like that.
Yeah, it takes ages to build, does that pile of...
Yeah, because it's like, it's... Yeah, you shouldn't do it. Just no.
So anyway, Elon Musk didn't like what Mark Zuckerberg said. So Elon Musk tweeted, quotes, "I've talked to Mark about this. His understanding of the subject is limited."
That's such a burn.
Yeah.
I love it.
So they're not going to be best friends anymore, are they? All this is probably why, famously this month, there was a security guard robot called the Nightscope K5 in Washington. Now, the idea is, right, that you sack all your security guards except one, and you have these sort of like Dalek things rolling around your like.
So by my calculations, right, this has prevented one human death because it's only a robot. So this has actually saved a human life already.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. Specifically, what happened is that this robot threw itself into a fountain and drowned. The clue is in the name of the place where it happened, the Washington Harbor Development in Washington.
Well, you know, robots, stairs, fountains. Yeah,
there
all
were these
the same.
Stairs leading down into a fountain, and it didn't recognize that there were stairs because the stairs were covered in water and it hadn't been programmed to recognise water, so it just thought, you know, like Ophelia in Hamlet.
So that's mean. What they're telling you anyway. It was just depressed.
Was it?
Well, yeah, did you see the shrine on its charging pad? That was the best bit.
Oh, no.
There was a tweet going around that there was a booth next to it, which you could have like short stories. So someone took like a short story from the little booth and they showed it to the robot before it killed itself.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what
this
did you show them?
This is a cover up, okay? This is a huge cover
that's
up.
That's a short story somewhere. Yeah.
So Mark Zuckerberg, what are you doing out there for these poor artificial intelligences?
He's
writing
some PHP. You know, he's going to get right on the PHP there.
All he's doing is he's having a bit of a row with his billionaire buddies on the Twitters. He should be out there protecting them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's one of them. No.
What? Some sort of lizard. An electrical lizard. Maybe.
No,
a sort of
not
Pikachu.
A lizard. No.
Yeah. Oh! Pikachu. Yeah, did you hear about the Pokemon Go event this month as well?
No, we don't pay attention to that.
No, well, apparently there is still people playing Pokemon Go, and they went to a big Pokemon Go convention.
Where?
Somewhere in the States or somewhere where they could just about scrape enough people together from a continent that are still interested in Pokemon Go. And they all got this shed to play Pokemon Go. Only problem is, no bandwidth.
Oh no.
Yeah. Denied.
Including the word shed, really. I don't normally expect good bandwidth from a shed.
No, that's right. Faraday cage, innit?
Oh dear. Yeah.
Unless you put a few femto cells in the Faraday cage, it ain't going to end happily. And talking about not ending happily, well, that's about it for this edition of IT Stuff.
Yay!
So only bit of news is on future events, the Coda Dojo is a Coda no-go this month. Mm-hmm.
No, everyone's on holiday.
It's August.
It's August.
You can all go out there into the great outdoors and play Pokemon Go.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, that's what the cool kids wouldn't be doing anymore.
All right. Not in a shed.
So considering what weekend it is, we're going to leave you with Man or Astro Man, and this is our annual excuse to play something off of DEFCON 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This one, this time, is DEFCON 1, followed by Codebreaker 78. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ta-ta. Bye.